It is 7:13 here at Monterey Radio. Well, it's a cool and cloudy, partly cloudy morning, rather, but becoming another beautiful sunny day with a high just over 80 degrees. Clear tonight with temperatures dropping down to about 57. And then we've got a picturesque weekend ahead. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-50s, both on your Saturday and Sunday.
And it's currently 60 degrees at St. Cecilia Church in Beaverton.
It's also 60 degrees at the Protocathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver, Washington.
And it's 70 degrees with 90% relative humidity at St. Joseph Catholic Church in South Bend, Indiana.
Who is that, I wonder?
Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Monterey Radio.
And he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Monterey Radio, Monday evenings at 7:30, and our man at the University of Notre Dame. And I couldn't think of anyone I would rather talk to on National Corn Fritter Day than Ken Hellenius.
Here I am frittering away my morning.
That's right.
Not having already had two or three.
All right. Well, way to go. I like that. So there's a restaurant here in the Portland area, Salvador Molly's, which I've been to many times.
Oh, yeah.
And they make corn fritters, and they put a habanero pepper in it. And if you can eat five of them, the order, you get your photo on their wall of flame.
So how many photos of you are there?
None, right? Believe me. I tried to bite into one and eat one, and boy, they're hot. But they're yummy, but hot. I don't know if you could do five of them.
Yeah.
But anyway, good to talk to you.
Happy Fritter Day.
Yeah, thank you very much. And how was your drive back? Last time we spoke, you were here in the studio. You had made your cross-country journey from South Bend here to the West Coast, and then you headed back. How was your trip back?
We had a lovely time. You know, we did the full road trip. We saw Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse and Devil's Tower.
Wow.
And the highlights, though, were truly the Mitchell Corn Palace, the world's only corn palace in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Lovely.
On Fritter Day, it seems appropriate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Corn Palace. And then the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota.
Wow.
Which honestly is really more a big live spam advertisement with a gift shop.
Did you get a can of spam while you were there?
I bought two cans of spam, because one of the things you can do there is get the flavors of spam that are available, you know, in places like Hawaii. So I was able to get hickory smoke spam and teriyaki spam and some chorizo spam.
Beautiful.
And then a really neat highlight was also in Minnesota, and it's the town where it's called Blue Earth, Minnesota, and it's where the Jolly Green Giant plant was for many, many years. And so they have a 66-foot tall statue of the Jolly Green Giant.
Nice.
So the kids loved it. We had our niece and nephew with us, and it was just a lovely, lovely trip. A real highlight for me, though, was I went to Mass at the Cathedral of St. Joseph in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh.
And it's an absolutely beautiful cathedral that was actually renovated, and the design renovation in the 90s was done by an architect here at the University of Notre Dame, Duncan Stroik, who is a relatively famous Catholic architect who really specializes in sacred architecture. So that was the Mass was beautiful. It was a nice full Mass at 7:30 on a Sunday morning in a beautiful space to worship. So that was a highlight too.
Yeah, what a great trip. Just that's one of the things I've never had an opportunity to do, and I will do that sometime, and that's just drive cross country. Just get in a car and go.
We should do it together. It's
yes,
fun.
We could hit some of the hot spots like that. Like speaking of the one you went to, Devil's Tower, did you run into Richard Dreyfuss while you were there?
I did not, but I did eat some mashed potatoes.
Okay, yes. Nice.
I did discover something really neat, though, is that they have a pass around the base of the tower. So we were able to, with my niece and nephew, we walked all the way around Devil's Tower.
Right.
And a thunderstorm was coming in, so we got a little rain on us and lots of wind. But the cool thing that I discovered is that the KOA campground at the base of Devil's Tower, which is just outside the National Monument, which was the very first National Monument, by the way, it was established by Theodore Roosevelt. The KOA campground every evening in the summer shows Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's awesome.
With Devil's Tower in the background.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
What a trip. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, he's the host of Living Stones, heard right here, Matra Day Radio, Monday evenings at 7:30, and our man at the University of Notre Dame. Well, this morning, I wanted to talk a little bit about St. Mary Magdalene, whose feast is coming up next week on July 22nd. And you say, Ken, the apostle to the apostles.
Yeah, so this is, you know, St. Mary Magdalene for many years was... her feast day was actually celebrated in the church as a memorial. Memorials kind of in the rank of celebrations, memorials are kind of the third rank. So it goes solemnities at the top, and then feasts, and then memorials. And in 2016, Pope Francis raised the level of her celebration from a memorial to a feast, which means that there's a proper set of prayers. So like when you go to Mass on her feast, which is the 22nd of July, so next week, you will hear, especially during the Eucharistic prayer, at what we call the preface, there is a specific prayer just for her that includes this title, Apostle to the Apostles. And that is recognition of what we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, at the resurrection of the Lord. And it begins, on the very first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, they have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him. So what that means is that she was the one who brought the message of the resurrection to the apostles themselves. So she is what the church has long recognized, the apostle to the apostles, the very first to witness to the resurrection. And later in that chapter, of course, we have this wonderful interaction between her and the risen Jesus in the garden. So, you know, in between, we hear the story of Peter and John running to the tomb and John getting there first and waiting for Peter to put his head in. And they see the cloths, the burial cloths, the shroud wrapped up, and they walk away not sure what had happened. Then what happens in the Gospel of John is we hear the story of Mary staying outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she saw two angels sitting there as she looked into the tomb. And they told her, you know, they ask her, woman, why are you weeping?
Right.
She's like, well, they've taken my Lord. I don't know where they've laid him. And she turns around and she sees Jesus, but she doesn't know it's Jesus. She mistakes him for the gardener. And it's not until he says, Mary, that she realizes this is my Lord. And she calls him Rabbi, Rabboni, you know. And so this interaction, he tells her, you know, do not touch me because I have not yet ascended. Noli me tangere is what it is in Latin. And this image of Mary at, you know, with Jesus in the garden of the resurrection is a very famous image in throughout Western art. And those paintings are called Noli me tangere, do not touch me, because that's what's going on there in that moment. But it's an act of tenderness and love for a beloved disciple of his. Jesus is telling her, I am arisen, go and tell my brothers, and I will meet them. And so again, she's sent to tell the apostles that he is risen and he will meet them in the upper room. So Mary is truly this witness to the resurrection and a beloved friend of Jesus and one of those close inner circle. Of course, this gets exploited. You know, David, you and I chatted offline about, you know, the movie The Da Vinci Code and the story, this idea that Mary is, you know, was secretly married to Jesus, or the wedding at Cana was their marriage. That's all bunk, of course.
Right.
But there's no doubt that Mary is one of the beloved women who was around Jesus in his ministry, who supported him in his ministry. And she is, for us, this image of one who loves the Lord and who is a witness to his resurrection.
What do we know as the Gospels move forward and Mary Magdalene, her future, what do we know? What happens to her?
Well, there's a tradition that she actually ends up in France, in southern France. But we don't know necessarily a lot. We know that she is, that she did, again, she witnesses to the apostles. She may be very well one of the women gathered in the upper room at Pentecost, mm-hmm. because, of course, we read in the Acts of the Apostles that the apostles were gathered along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and some of the women. And so she certainly was one who was beloved by the Lord and would have received the great gift of the Holy Spirit as well, as we all do in the gift of confirmation, mm-hmm. of course, in the sacrament of confirmation. But she passes out of formal history after that. Right. She has an important role as the patroness of the Dominican order. Because of her role of preaching the resurrection to the apostles, the Dominicans have always recognized Mary of Magdala as one of their patronesses. Mm-hmm. And so she does have importance that way, and she's long been recognized as this apostle to the apostles. The Pope Gregory the Great is the one who made the connection between Mary and the sinful woman. But really in the Gospels, what we read is that Mary of Magdala had seven demons driven from her,
right.
and that she supported the work of Jesus. So that's what we read about kind of in the Gospels that we have. The rest is what we might call pious tradition.
Sure. Again, her feast day coming up on July 22nd. Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, heard right here, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, and our man at the University of Notre Dame. Ken, great to talk with you. I'm going to have to pop out the VCR and watch movie with Devil's Tower in the background, which I've only seen about 100 times, I think.
We watched it the other night with the kids, as well as we watched National Treasure 2, because that takes place at Mount Rushmore. So
there
we
you
hit
go.
The highlights with the kids.
I love it.
But have a blessed weekend.
Hey, thank you. Great to talk with you. God bless.